Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors, and you're listening to the Warriors Replay on 95.7 The Game.
Well, the L.A. Clippers are banged up. We ran down the injuries on around the association, but starting for the Clippers, it'll be Sam Decker, the third-year pro out of Wisconsin, averaging 4.8 points alongside the veteran Blake Griffin. 23 points a game, 7.7 rebounds, 5.3 assists, 43% from the field. And we know what Blake Griffin could do. Warriors and Clippers have seen each other so many times over the years. DeAndre Jordan starts at the 5 spot. 6'11 center in his 10th year. Can that be? He's already been in the league 10 years out of Texas A&M. 11.5 points a game, 15.2 rebounds, shooting 65.7% from the field. Guard line's a little bit different because of all their injuries in the last few days. C.J. Williams will start at one guard position for the Clippers, and Juwan Evans at the other. And Evans, a rookie out of Oklahoma State, averaging 5.3 points a game. Led the Big 12 in assists a year ago. C.J. Williams, rookie out of NC State. 6'5", 230 pounds. Opening tip, slap back by Pachulia, grabbed by Curry. And this game's underway with John Goble, Tyler Ford, and Hayward Workman blowing the whistle. Warriors and home whites on the road with a Bay Bridge and gold on a blue field. Curry catches right side, lob down to Zaza. He's at the box, doubled. Great interior feed inside, and the shot by Iguodala rolls around, doesn't go, and it's out of bounds into the Warriors bench, and it's to Golden State. Warriors with blue letters and blue numbers in the backside. DeAndre Jordan scared a few people in the Warrior bench. They're running full speed over there to get the loose ball. Clippers wearing blue uniforms with red piping down the side. Klay Thompson, lob it to Zaza on the switch. Zaza, his left-hand layup doesn't go. Jordan with a rebound, kick out to Griffin. Griffin jogs down the near wing. Draymond waiting for him there. Just underway here at Staples Center. Glad you're with us on the Warriors Radio Network. Jordan on a switch, guarded by Draymond. He's at the left box, backs him in, shoots a bank shot, no good. Rebound Pachulia, hand off to Draymond. Both teams trying to get their big guys with touches early in the game. Draymond Green between the circles, finds Klay Thompson, top of the key, backs up for space, guarded by Jordan, lob for Zaza, ill-advised, knocked out of bounds, and it's last touch by the Clippers. Juwan Evans last to get a hand on it. Curry to throw it in front of the Warrior bench, still no score. Zaza slips a pick, goes in, blocked by Griffin, loose ball deflected, it's out of bounds off Zaza, and the Clippers get it back. Great block by Blake Griffin there. Recovering on the play. Zaza was open, but just could not get it to go down. On the far side, Evans picks up the ball, flipped it to Jordan, back to Evans, left side to Decker. Up top, Jordan giving plenty of room by Zaza, top of the key, hand off to Evans, swings the ball to corner to C.J. Williams, off a fake, pulls up for a two and knocks it down from the right baseline, and the Clippers are on the board. Pachulia Brought the ball up somewhat to Iguodala. Now to Draymond Green, to Klay Thompson. He'll square up off the dribble, and the 14-footer goes down. And the Warriors are on the board. Played over 90 seconds here in the first quarter. Both teams trying to feel each other out. See which team has energy early on with the afternoon start. C.J. Williams up top. Got it to Griffin. Griffin guarded by Klay Thompson. Trying to back him down. Two dribbles up top. Williams, palm fake, steps in for a two. The shot's on the way, and he knocks down another one off the fake. It's 4-2. Good defense by Klay Thompson, though, on Blake Griffin. Draymond Green, left side. Holds it, throws it downstairs. There's Klay shooting over the top of Evans. Can't get it to fall. Jordan with the rebound. Evans will hit the gas. Accelerates all the way. Goes in it. Klay Thompson says, not this afternoon. Not today. As he swats the ball out of bounds. And the Clippers will throw it in. Baseline left. On the far side of the basket to our left. Doc Rivers trying to get a foul call. Ball thrown in. Decker's wide open. Just decides not to take the three. Bumps Iguodala out of the way. His shot short. Rebound goes to Pachulia. Kick off to Draymond. Takes it across the timeline. Draymond surveys. Finds Curry behind the screen. Head fake. Now double team. Backs up. Throws cross court to Iguodala. No Kevin Durant today. Iguodala with the ball. Bounce pass to Zaza. Back to the basket. Up top to Klay. Deep three. Left angle off the front rim and off the glass. And Griffin one-hands the rebounds for the Clippers. 4-2 Clippers. 9:19 to go. Slow start for both teams. C.J. Williams on the near wing. Guarded by Curry. Runs him through a Griffin screen. And Williams behind the screen. The three's no good. DeAndre Jordan. Offensive rebound and the dunk inside. Spun through traffic and threw it down with authority. 6-2 Clippers lead. Iguodala. To Pachulia. Hand off Curry. Curry comes right with a dribble. Pump fake. Gets it over to Iguodala. Now downstairs to Draymond Green. Now a back cut inside. Klay Thompson couldn't get to it. Deflected out of bounds. The tandem of Evans and C.J. Williams. And the Warriors will throw it in. Near side of the bucket. Shot clock at 9. 8:50 to go in the first. Curry. Looks, and toss into Pachulia to Klay Thompson. Bounce pass for Draymond, but Draymond made his cut. But his jersey came out horizontally. And unless there's a strong breeze here at Staples, that's usually man-made. Sam Decker with a grab. And a side out for Klay Thompson. Very quiet here. People kind of sauntering in from the walkways. Pachulia gets the inbounds. Between the legs, bounce pass to Klay. Fumbled the return pass. Zaza goes up, blocked, loose ball. Pachulia can't get it. He falls out of bounds. It's going to be Clippers ball. Zaza just had trouble finishing right around the rim there. It's a couple times here, the early going. 6-2 Clippers. Juwan Evans orchestrating the play. Sets up Decker in the right corner. Decker with a catch. Back up top to Evans. Evans, bounce pass to Griffin. Turns and faces, and almost a dribble handoff to Decker. Now Griffin gets it, double. Decker left wide open, drives on Draymond, spins. Nice move, flipped it up, no good. Pachulia with a rebound. Curry steps around Evans in the backcourt, accelerates to the front court. Crossover dribble left hand, gives it up to Zaza. Backdoor cut, Curry receives the ball, goes inside, draws a foul on Griffin, and then takes a face plant at Curry to the line to shoot two. So on the free throw line right now, Curry will get a couple. Well, John Gruden signed a 10-year contract with the Raiders. Steve Kerr was asked, what does that mean for him?
I'm actually thrilled because, you know, Bob Myers and I had a conversation this morning, and I said, you know, Bob, Gruden's got one title, and, you know, I've got two, and 100 mil over 10 years. I don't know. Maybe we need to talk, Bob. So, that's that conversation.
Just another thing to worry about for Bob Myers. Free throw good for Curry. Second one out of the way. It rattles around the cylinder and dropped through. So it's a two-point L.A. lead. 4 minutes gone by in the first. Here is Juwan Evans. Dribbles to C.J. Williams. Sort of a improv weave to Blake Griffin. Doubled and the ball batted away by Draymond Green with the steal. Curry to Iguodala. Bounce past Draymond. And the break finishes with a dunk. And the Warriors have tied the game at 6. Great fast break for the Warriors off a superb steal by Draymond Green. Here's Griffin. Takes two dribbles. Takes the three. Off the back rim. Rebound deflected by DeAndre Jordan. It's batted out of bounds by Jordan. And it's going to be Warriors ball. That's one thing you love about DeAndre Jordan. That's twice now in the first 5 minutes of the game that he has hustled to the sideline going for a loose ball. Never takes a play off. Draymond Green knocks down Williams with the screen. Frees Curry. Rotation Iguodala up top. Draymond pass the corner back to Curry. He'll fire away. It's off the back plate and goes to C.J. Williams. He wants to run. Doesn't have numbers and waits on the right wing and picks up his dribble. Entry pass to Griffin. He'll turn and face from the right box. Left-hand dribble feeds Jordan back to Griffin. He resets with a jumper. It's up and good. When Griffin's hitting the jumper, a long lead pass to Klay Thompson. Thompson right side. Step back. He goes up. Got a shot blocked. Gets it back. Klay, nonplussed, gets the dribble. Feeds over to Draymond. Over to Curry. Left angle three. That's good. Curry buries one. And it's 9-8. Now Curry's first three of the afternoon. C.J. Williams weaving into traffic. Backdoor pass to Decker, who circles to the right corner. Outside to Griffin. Griffin holds it in the right hand. Toward the Clipper bench. Left hand now on the dribble. Guarded by Curry. The double team shown by Draymond. Ball down to Jordan. They double him at the box. Pass to Decker. Rejected by Andre Iguodala. Knocked it off the glass. Here comes Andre on the break. Behind the back to Zaza for the lay-in. What a beautiful pass by Andre Iguodala. A 9-2 Warriors run and a timeout for Doc Rivers. Warriors 11, Clippers 8. 6:26 to go in the first quarter on the defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. C.J. Williams gets the ball in to Evans. Lou Williams has checked in now, and he is having a tremendous run of scoring. Of course, we all know he can score. Blake Griffin drives on Zaza, tries to pull him out of the way. Zaza reached at the last minute, and that's where the foul comes in, according to former Indiana Pacers guard Haywood Workman. Well, a couple of former players who have turned out to be officials, including Leon Wood. Hey, Cash Creek Casino Resort giving you the chance to experience a different kind of Warriors win. They're giving away incredible daily prizes for 25 days. Like today's prize, an Andre Iguodala autographed basketball. And you qualify for a grand prize of two floor seats for an upcoming game. You can enter to win every day at warriors.com/25days. Blake Griffin on the free throw line. And his free throw, first one was good, second one not good, and it's 11-9. The Warriors lead by two. Draymond Green snatched the rebound. Iguodala front court. Finds Klay Thompson. Bad pass. Draymond saved it, but it goes out of bounds. Thompson with the turnover. That's the first on Golden State. Turnovers every night, every game. Always a concern for Golden State. Lou Williams. Backward flip to Griffin. Williams gets it back up top. Lou Williams drifting right. Down the lane, floater over Draymond. Tough shot, no good, rebound Curry. Curry looks up, crosses midcourt. Curry pulls up, dialing long distance, and there's an answer. Straight on for three. 14-9 Warriors. Curry's second triple of the quarter. And the Clippers just didn't close out high enough on Curry that time in transition. Griffin with the ball on the right side. We get a whistle, it's going to be a hold, and it's going to be on Andre Iguodala. Last seven games for Lou Williams, 30 points, 5.6 assists, 47% from the field, and 46% from three. Well, with DeAndre Jordan on the floor, JaVale McGee gets an early call, and Zaza Pachulia to sit down. On the drive, Juwan Evans goes up, rejected by JaVale, but it's a goaltend. JaVale got it off the glass. That's 2 points for Juwan Evans. 39th pick of last year's draft, drafted by Philadelphia, came over to the Clippers, played 2 years at Oklahoma State. Curry behind a moving Draymond Green screen, comes left, drives down the lane, flipped it out to the wing to Iguodala, back to Curry in the corner, pump fake, fly by, and a foul. And it's on Juwan Evans, and Curry will shoot three. Curry goes over to shake the hand of Steve Kerr. My guess is that Kerr has wanted him to pump fake that a little bit more to draw some fouls. So Curry goes to the free throw line. You mentioned the last couple of games. How about Steph Curry? He's coming back. Three games, 33 points a game, shooting 61%. He's 34 of 56 coming into this game since coming back from the ankle sprain, and 20 of 36 on threes. Curry's first free throw is true. 93% from the free throw line. His second one is good as well. Warriors are back on the home floor. That's on Monday night. They take on the Denver Nuggets, 7 o'clock, the pregame show. It's Klay Thompson, China Klay bobblehead night. That's right, China Klay bobblehead, brought to you by Lucky California. And the third free throw, he gets the trifecta. And the Warriors, all of a sudden, after struggling to score in the first 5 minutes, have 17 points, and they lead by 6, 17-11. Lou Williams bouncing with a dribble. Fades into a three. It's on the way, and it's good. You can't give him that look. He has cut the Warrior lead in half with his first basket of the afternoon. Curry, near sideline, comes middle off a screen. Sees Griffin, throws to Draymond, middle of the floor. He's wide open. He'll launch and bury a triple. Draymond stepped into it in rhythm, took his time. As 20-14 Warriors. Lou Williams picks up the dribble, feeds Griffin. Flipped it back to Lou Williams. Guarded by Draymond. Lou Williams tries to take him off the dribble. Right hand down the lane. Floats it up on the rim. Rolled it down. That's a real tough shot by Lou Williams. And if he sees one go in, now he's seen two. Look out. Here comes Curry. Off a screen. Top side. His three. Got that one. Speaking of rhythm, Steph Curry now with 14 of the Warriors' 23 points. And they lead by 7. 23-16. Lou Williams behind the back. Sees double, feeds Griffin, lob to Jordan, up, no good, he missed it. It was too close to the cylinder, rebound McGee. Off to Curry, pump fake, leans in, throws it out to Draymond. Draymond now, directing traffic, waits for Thompson. He'll curl, he'll fire, jumpers up, it's short. Rebound to Lou Williams from the blue-clad Clippers. Andre Iguodala defending a three that time by C.J. Williams. That's no good. Ball's loose, picked up by Klay Thompson. Finds Curry, left angle, about 28-footer. No good. Draymond with a rebound. Flipped it to Curry, left wing, three-pointer, got it. Curry, 17 points. He is 4 of 6 outside the stripe. Blake Griffin, hand off to Lou Williams. Pump fake. Gets the dribble back because Draymond put a hand on it. Lou Williams goes in and scores. Steve Kerr wants to cool off Lou Williams and calls a timeout. But right now, the Clippers can't cool off Curry. 17 points in 8 minutes. 4 of 6 field, 5 of 5 line. And we take the break on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Back at Staples right now. We'll pause 10 seconds. Station identification on the Warriors Radio Network. Curry was 17 in the first quarter, most he scored the first quarter this year. Draymond Green off the dribble, floats it up on the rim, no good. Rebound loose, grabbed by Blake Griffin. 26-18 Warriors, 2:59 to go in the first. Griffin, nobody stops, ball goes all the way in, and it's going to be a blocking foul. He tried to throw it up, and McGee swatted it away. Nick Young tried to take the charge. And Young called for the foul. Young with McGee, Draymond Green, Curry, and McCaw. For the Warriors, for the Clippers, Blake Griffin, Lou Williams. Get our first look at Tyrone Wallace, who's just been signed from the Agua Caliente Clippers, their G League team. Montrezl Harrell, always working hard, and Wesley Johnson round out the five for the Clippers. Griffin hits the first. Of course, Wallace, former Cal standout, and also with Agua Caliente, being coached by Casey Hill, former head coach of the Santa Cruz Warriors. Two free throws for Griffin. That's a six-point Warriors lead. Curry crosses the timeline. Hand off to Draymond. Two dribbles to Young. On the weave, now to McCaw. McCaw up top. Dribble drive by Harrell. Got to the rim. Tip by McGee. Good. And a foul. It's on me on Wesley Johnson fighting for position. Basket's good for JaVale McGee. Wesley Johnson picks up the personal. McGee gets a chance for a three-point play here. Free throws up and good. 29-20. So JaVale McGee getting the call today from Steve Kerr early. 2:38 to go first quarter. Lou Williams flips high post to Griffin. Up top, Harrell holds it now to Lou Williams. Sets the screen for him. Williams rejects the screen. Goes to the corner. Blake Griffin. Good pump pick on Draymond. Dribbles in. Stumbles off balance. Traveled. No call. Loose ball. Picked up by Nick Young. And Griffin's down. He may be hurt. Nick Young with a jumper. Right side to brick. Rebound goes to Curry. Circles back outside. The Clippers aren't fouling. McGee handoff. Draymond goes in. And a block from behind. Knocked away. Draymond thought he got fouled. And a technical foul by Draymond. And now Blake Griffin being attended to. I don't understand. The ball gets loose like that. They should stop the play right away. And Griffin down. He stumbled. And, oh, he got an elbow right to the face by JaVale McGee. Inadvertently, he kind of ran into it. But it was there. And then I think Montrezl Harrell got away with a goaltend there. But be it as it may, we have stopped play here. And they're looking at Blake Griffin. It's an officials timeout. We'll take a one-minute break for our stations down the line on the Warriors Radio Network. A one-minute timeout right now with 2:11 to go in the quarter on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Well, Doc Rivers has faced this injury bug for the Clippers. He's never seen it like this as a head coach. And the question might be asked later on the year, playing younger players, is that good long-term for the Clippers?
We got to get healthy. I mean, I like that the young guys are playing. You know, that always helps. But I would probably prefer Patrick Beverly playing and Austin and Melo. And I don't even know who else is out. Gallo. We have so many guys out. But this doesn't hurt them. I mean, this is a good basketball education for them. You know, just little things out of timeouts, big plays, focus, concentration. I mean, there's so many things that they probably have figured out or trying to learn other than basketball. I think in college they probably thought you just come here and you play basketball. They didn't realize how much thinking that goes into an NBA game and how they have to keep their focus, because these guys are they're sharp. I mean, they're smart, these veteran guys, and I think our guys are learning that.
Blake Griffin is sitting up now, which is good news. When he was down, his body was kind of moving around. In fact, he's being attended to by a Bay Area guy. Jason Powell grew up in the Bay Area, played high school basketball in the Bay Area. He's the athletic trainer for the L.A. Clippers. And he's attending to Blake Griffin right now. Now, my guess is with all the things they're doing on the floor, it might be part of the concussion protocol. I'm pretty sure at this point he's going to have to go back and be checked for that. I would be surprised if he's back in this game today. 2:11 to go first quarter. Griffin goes down. He collided with JaVale McGee. JaVale's up at midcourt, making sure he's okay. JaVale's applauding there momentarily as Griffin will head right to the locker room. And again, we hope he is okay. He just can't catch a break injury-wise. 2014-2015. The crowd now gives an ooh and an ah with they see the replay. 2014-2015, he missed 15 games because of a staph infection. Not your average NBA injury. 2015-2016, he had a torn quad, 47 games. Last year, missed 21 games because of knee surgery and a broken toe. And, of course, he missed his entire rookie year because of knee surgery before the season even started.
Entering the lineup for the Clippers, at 35, Willie Reed.
Willie Reed checks in now for the Clippers, and Lou Williams will take the technical. All that, and Draymond gets a technical foul. What he thought was a foul or a goaltend on Montrezl Harrell. So it will be Clippers ball in the backcourt after the free throw makes it 29-21. We've got 2:11 to go in the first quarter. Kevon Looney checks in. Played his college ball in town here at UCLA. Coming off a great game, and I mean a great game against Houston. His defense in that Houston game was outstanding. Ball thrown to Montrezl Harrell. Spins right, shoots over Looney. Up, no good. JaVale McGee with the rebound. He outlets to Looney, who doesn't want the ball. He just turns and flips it to Curry. Curry down the near wing. Waits for a drag screen. He's got one, got two. Feeds JaVale. Now to Looney. Back to Curry. Circles to the right. Good defense. Comes to the right baseline. Double team. Skipped over to Young. To the corner to McCaw. He'll fire away. Up and no good. Kevon Looney with the offensive rebound. Goes down the floor. Tied up for the jump ball. He is going to be jumping in the circle to our right with Tyrone Wallace, the newest Clipper. Had some time with Utah. 6'5", 200 pounds. Cal Bear fans remember him as The ball is tapped back by Looney, deflected by Caspi, who has replaced McGee. And Curry ends up with it. His pass, a bad one, deflected away. Lou Williams runs it down, saves it with a beautiful pass over to Wallace. Wallace up ahead of the corner. Wesley Johnson run off the line, goes in without the ball. Caspi with a steal. Got it up top to Nick Young. Final minute and change here at Staples first quarter. We have a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Montrezl Harrell with a hold. His first. And so that will put Omri Caspi to the free throw line for the Warriors. We're up in our Cyber Policy broadcast booth. Warriors come back home for two. They'll face the Clippers again next Wednesday. And they'll go back out on the road, starting in Milwaukee and Toronto. Free throw good for Caspi. Warriors leading by nine. A really, really quiet Staples Center. Second free throw is good. 31-21, 10-point lead for the Warriors. Clippers playing with a lot of guys that they were hoping weren't going to be in the rotation. Lou Williams, pump fake left side. Got the ball to the wing to Wallace. Wallace one-on-one on Curry. Takes him to the paint. Turns and shoots over Steph Curry. It's on the rim and rolled down. Wallace gets the bucket. It's got to be a thrill playing in the G League a moment ago. And now knocking a shot in over Steph Curry. Curry off the screen. Takes a right side. Pick and roll Looney. Looney passes the corner. There's Nick Young. He's open. He fires. Can't find the range on the triple. And the rebound runs down by Wallace. Warriors up by eight. 48 seconds to go. A steal, a whistle, and a foul at midcourt.
Foul charge number six, Nick Young.
Young picks up his second foul. First of the last 2 minutes for the Warriors, so it will be Clippers ball at midcourt. Heywood Workman waits for a moment as one of the ball boys goes out with a mop to get the perspiration up off the hardwood. Lou Williams right side, gets a screen, dribbles in on Caspi all the way, got fouled. And, man, he is just a scoring machine. Williams heads to the free throw line. Williams will shoot two. Williams talked about the Clippers trying to stay in contention despite their injuries.
We always expected ourselves to be in the mix. You know, obviously the makeup of this team has changed, you know, over the course of these past couple of months with injuries and different things. But we always felt we was a talented team. We were a playoff team. And, you know, so for us to kind of put ourselves back in that position, we got to understand where we are and take advantage of it.
Two free throws for Lou Williams. Warriors will walk it up with Curry. 33 seconds to go. Right corner pass to Young. He'll fire. Three ball up and no good. Clippers with the rebound. Montrezl Harrell to Lou Williams. He checks the clock, sees there's no advantage of hurrying, and now we'll wind it down. Got a 5 second and change differential between the two clocks. Shot clock is at 10, game clock at 15 and change. Lou Williams calls up Reed for the screen. Lou Williams guarded by Looney. Crossover dribble fades into a jumper. It's good. Slides home a triple. And he is keeping the Clippers close single-handedly. An 8-2 run. Curry behind the back. Pump fake. Takes a three. Rattles but doesn't go at the buzzer. And the quarter is over. Well, the Warriors led by 10. They'll have to be satisfied with a three-point lead as they head over to the bench for quarter number two. 31-28 Golden State on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Lou Williams with 13 points for the Clippers. Steph Curry has 17 for the Warriors. Warriors went a little cold there coming down the stretch in the first 33% for the field. Clippers at 47.6. And it's a 31-28 Warriors lead. All part of your game summary brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. Order online at mountainmikespizza.com. Clippers will have it. They go right to left on your radio dial, by the way. Glad you're with us. And Wesley Johnson will get the ball in now to Wallace. He flipped it to Williams. Back to Wallace. Shiver move on Livingston. Backs him down to the paint. Right hand little flip shot, no good. Rebound deflected and run down by Livingston. Livingston, West, Looney, Caspi, and Klay Thompson for the Warriors. Thompson to Looney, left wing to Caspi, two-hand toss to Livingston. Guarded by Montrezl Harrell. Up top to Klay Thompson. Thompson dribbles to the foul line, goes baseline to West. His 15-footer is up and good. David West with a bucket. 33-28 Warriors. Here is Lou Williams, draws another foul.
as he's weaving his way through traffic. And David West gets his first. Wallace, Lou Williams, Wesley Johnson, Montrezl Harrell, and Willie Reed, the five for Doc Rivers. And Lou Williams back at the free throw line. Clippers, of course, have one of the better playing coaching staffs. They've got Dee Brown over there, Sam Cassell, Mike Woodson, Doc Rivers, Armand Hill. That's a squad right there. A lot of guards, no height. They could probably press you back in the day. And then O'Connor. John Welch is over there as well, longtime veteran coach. Two free throws good for Lou Williams. Three-point game again. Warriors on top. West runs down an errant pass in the corner. Saves it cross-court, but nobody was looking, and it's out of bounds. And Steve Kerr is not happy right now. Up off the bench, clapping his hands. Usually an indication of disgust. Lou Williams, the scoring threat right now for the Clippers. Wallace with the ball. Downstairs for Montrezl Harrell. His pass goes out of bounds. Now they're going to call a foul. Kevon Looney, after the play, Haywood Workman says he held him. I think Kevon just pulled the chair on him. Was leaning on Montrezl Harrell, then pulled back. Either way, Clipper ball. Ball thrown into Montrezl Harrell, mid-post left side. Turns and faces, right-hand dribble to the paint. It's a hook shot, a real live hook shot, and it goes up and in. That's a one-point game right now. Warriors struggling a little bit here, like they did at the beginning of the game, to score. Livingston between the circles, standing right on top of the logo, and now goes to West. West to the high post. Cross-court to Klay Thompson. Two defenders run at him. Thompson will put it on the deck, drives in, blocked, got it back, left hand, no good. Off the bottom of the rim, rebound Wesley Johnson. Outlet to Wallace with West back, goes up. Hero steps his way, missed the layup. Caspi holds the rebound high. Kicked it out right wing to Klay Thompson. Thompson waiting with the dribble. Looking, and now can't find anybody. Goes to Livingston, back to Klay. Doubled, finds West. West, right elbow jumper, knocked it down. David West has done all the scoring here in the first 2 minutes for the Warriors. A couple of buckets to make it 35-32. Golden State with the lead. Dribbling to midcourt. Lou Williams not in a hurry. Comes right. Waits. Drives on Klay Thompson. Throws a lob inside to Reed. And the Warriors were caught looking at Lou Williams. But Golden State's attention to detail has not been great here in the first half defensively. Looney turns. Backdoor cut, Sean Livingston reverses over the head on Wesley Johnson. Does the spin. Oh, my goodness. 37-34. Caspi knocks a pass away for Wesley Johnson at the other end and goes out of bounds. What a move by Sean Livingston. Did the complete spin on Wesley Johnson and then over his head, back to the basket. Well done. Lou Williams catches, goes inside to Wallace, and Wallace, I'd like to look at that again. I think Wallace was very close to being out of bounds because he threw the ball in and the pass came right back to him. I don't know if he fully established before he caught the ball and drew the foul. The foul, I believe, is on Looney, and that will be his second. Here's Wallace, left-hander. He has a green light, Lou Williams-like mentality. He's a scorer. First free throw good. Originally from Southern California and Bakersfield. Rolls around the free throw. It drops through, and it's a one-point lead again. 37-36. Sean Livingston to walk the ball up to the logo. We still have yet to get a report on Blake Griffin. When we do, we'll pass it along. Klay Thompson to Livingston. Now Reed and West having their own little jousting match at the left box, and Reed gets called for foul, sporting a white headband. And their blue uniforms, which in white letters says Clippers across the front. I'm not sure what font that would be. Klay Thompson right side. Feeds West. West back to the basket. Turns. Good pump. It goes up and got fouled. David West will shoot two. Wallace picks up the personal. Steve Kerr talked about what he's seen with the Clippers of late.
They're much better than they were a few weeks ago when we saw them. They got Blake Griffin back. They're playing at a high level. Lou Williams has just been on fire over the last few weeks. And I think Doc's done a great job with them. Was almost left for dead with the injuries and the big trade with Chris Paul and, you know, the slow start. But they've had some big wins. They're playing at a high level. And it's going to be a tough game.
Well, West at the free throw line. Stephen Curry has gone into the tunnel to our right. Not sure he's getting some sort of treatment there. Free throws good for West, 39-36. Warriors up three. Lou Williams, dribble handoff. Montrezl Harrell takes a step, floats it off. Oddly, caught his own miss, and that's a travel. He just got off balance there, came in the lane, shot from a very weird angle for a floater, a tough angle. Hard to use the glass there as he was floating to his right. Sean Livingston will bring it up. Steve Kerr trying to get the floor balanced the way he wants. Livingston gets a screen from Looney, and the Clippers will switch. Ball thrown to West. West, denied by Wallace, gets it back on the deflection. Hand off to Caspi, who circles back to West. Give it go, layup, rejected inside by Reed. And Reed gets it out to Wallace. Wallace back to Reed, give it go, down the lane, falls down, there's a foul. Not sure where the foul was there, but Hayward Workman spotted it.
Foul called on number 18, Homer Caspi.
It's foul on Caspi.
14 foul.
Fifth a trip. And Reed came down, and you know, their feet did ever so slightly make contact. Not sure if it had an impact on the play. But much easier to ascertain from up here in our cyber policy broadcast booth. And in slow motion, mind you, than trying to judge it in real time. Free throw good for Reed. Reed out of St. Louis in his third year, 6'11", 245, former Miami Heat player. Played 71 games for the Heat last year. Went to Cheyenne East High School in Wyoming. He makes one of two, 39-37. Played at St. Louis, so therefore he is a Billiken. Sean Livingston on the bounce to Looney. Flipped it up top to Caspi. Now to Klay Thompson. Thompson off the screen by West. Feeds Caspi. The secondary cutter goes in. Throws outside to another cutter. It's Livingston to the cup. And he laid it in with the right hand. Good patience by the Warriors that time. They get a good look at the hoop. 41-37 Warriors. We played almost 4 minutes of the second. Lou Williams, left side, pass to the corner. With it there, Wesley Johnson. He'll take the baseline drive, go reverse, and can't get it to fall. West of the rebound to Klay Thompson. Thompson holds off Lou Williams. Crossing the timeline. Thompson going left to the hash mark. Dribbles toward the baseline. Picks up the dribble. Hand off to Caspi. Floats it up. Bad shot. Rebound. Loose guard. Grabbed by Reed. It looked like the shot fell out of the hand of Caspi. On the far side, Wallace to the trailer. It's Reed. Down the lane. Right hand slam. 41-39. Reed with a dunk. He's averaging 4.7 a night. And he's already got 5 points in this one. Doc Rivers sending DeAndre Jordan and Sam Decker to the scorer's table. Looney pass to Caspi. Up top to Livingston. On the bounce to West. He'll wheel to the foul line. Little jumper too strong. No, it rattled in. Boy, soft rim there. Gets the bounce for David West. And Williams will take it the other way. Lou Williams for Montrezl Harrell. Fumbled the pass. Picked up by Klay Thompson. Thompson will bring it up. Williams trying to space the floor here as Thompson coming to the front court. Sees two, throws to West, downstairs Livingston, behind the back to Caspi, right side three, no. Klay Thompson, offensive rebound to West, back to Caspi, inside, draws a foul. And the ball moving around the perimeter for the Warriors, Doc Rivers, and a timeout. 6:57 to go, first half, Warriors 43, Clippers 39 on the defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors.
In the spirit of our partnership with the NBA.
Omri Caspi at the free throw line. Here's your update on Blake Griffin. He had a concussion, and he is not going to return today. And so Blake Griffin out for the rest of the game. Steph Curry just had a little stretching in the tunnel. He's back on the bench, and Caspi with a free throw rattles that one through. It's 44-39, Warriors with a lead. David West, an 8-point quarter right now. DeAndre Jordan has checked back in, and Sam Decker as well. Draymond Green on the floor now for the Warriors, joining Livingston, West, Thompson, and Caspi, who buries two free throws, and that's a 6-point lead for the Warriors. The Clippers, yet another injury. Lou Williams, right side. Got it to the wing to C.J. Williams. Lou Williams gets it back. Pump fake, fade away over Klay Thompson. It's up, it doesn't go. Rebound tip and a foul. It's on Golden State. It's going to be on David West for hooking the arms of DeAndre Jordan. West with the usual NBA look of astonishment to the call. And like all athletes in the NBA now, they are conditioned to look up to the big screen to try to verify their pitch. DeAndre Jordan's free throw is up. That's good. It's very quiet. It's been very unsettling. Very quiet. It's been, even Clipper Darrell, who usually up, is shouting all the time. I haven't heard much from him tonight. Today, rather. Maybe it's the fans who are not reacting to the early start so well. Second free throw for DeAndre Jordan. Both of them are good. And it's a four-point lead. Sean Livingston to bring it up. Caught the Draymond Green. Now to Klay Thompson. He'll take a three. It's up around the rim and out. And Decker then fumbled the rebound out of bounds. Went to snap it, and it came right off his hand and went out of bounds. 6:30 to go, first half. Andre Iguodala will put it, will cut now and screen for Thompson. I thought he was going to throw it. It's going to be Draymond. Bounce pass, turnover. And on the right side, C.J. Williams pulls up, takes the jumper. It's short, loose rebound, a foul. It's going to be on DeAndre Jordan this time as he and West continue to battle. DeAndre Jordan, who was almost a Maverick a couple years ago. Then some of his Clipper teammates came and basically kidnapped him. got him back to L.A. Draymond Green on the far side. Dribbles into trouble. Lou Williams with a steal. Pass to Sean Livingston. Klay Thompson gets it back to Sean. His pass deflected. Sean gets it back. Foul line jumper. Fires it up. No good. Tip no good. Draymond gets a rebound. Reverse layup. No good. Tip no good. Tip loose on the floor. Picked up by the Clippers. Montrezl Harrell up with it. It's a 5-on-2. Right down Broadway to Decker. His layup wasn't pretty, but it went in. And a timeout for the Warriors. 45-43. The Golden State lead is 2 on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Well, right now the Warriors leading by 2, 45-43. Come back on the floor. Steph Curry now with 116 points in his first four games back. He has returned to the fray. Plays catch with McCaw. Finds Draymond left side. Holding, waiting. Surveys, waits. Shot clock at 10. Feeds West. Foul line. Jumper on the way. Good. DeAndre Jordan a little reluctant to come out from underneath the bucket on West. And West took advantage. He's got a 10-point quarter. 47-43 Warriors. Lou Williams throws up a lob. It's deflected out of bounds by West, and the Clippers will maintain. Lou Williams with 15 points in 13 minutes for the Clippers. He'll throw it in. Way outside, DeAndre Jordan. Dribble handoff to Williams. Rejects the screen. Little hesitation move on the baseline. Up and good. He froze the Warrior defense that time with that little shiver move. He is keeping the Clippers close. Curry off the screen. Curry topside. Step back. Won't shoot the three. Andre dribbles in. Throws out to Draymond. Left angle triple on the rim. No good. Fumbled away. Loose ball. Curry gets it. Walks into a foul line. Jumper that rolls off the iron. Curry can't believe that. Sam Decker with the ball for the Clippers. Finds C.J. Williams. Entry pass for Harrell. Deflected by Draymond. C.J. Williams gets it back and throws a hard pass from about 3 feet away. And it goes out of bounds right through the hands of Montrezl Harrell. No touch whatsoever on that. 47-45 Warriors down to 4:45 to go in the first half. Draymond Green beats Curry. Curry now dribbles. Gets by one defender. By two. By three. Goes reverse left to right and laid it in. 49-45. Warriors on top by four. Lou Williams passes baseline. Montrezl Harrell on Draymond. Drop step goes up and a foul. Bucket's good. He's going to go to the line. Fouls on Curry with a reach in. Montrezl Harrell just hit a really tough shot over Draymond Green. Curry gives Harrell a chance for a three-point play. West will check out. Jordan Bell will come in for the first time. By the way, the Rockets have dropped their protest. The game going back to December 22nd. Doc Rivers was very funny about it before the game. He says, well, I thought they dropped it because they're tired of paying the legal fees. But it's hard to get that overturned. They were saying that Juwan Evans should have fouled out with 3:10 to play. The foul was given to somebody else, and Evans had an impact on the game, which the Clippers won.
Free throw good. Three-point play and a one-point lead for the Warriors. So both teams just kind of trading points here in the latter stages of the first half. Juwan Evans, a whistle and a foul. He's called for a hold on Curry, though Evans ended up on his backside. And that is, well, both teams are over the limit. We're shooting free throws the rest of the way. So Curry heads to the stripe. Not feeling limited in his return from injury.
Took my time trying to get back and making sure that the ankle is right. Now it's just about playing well, but just it's just about getting back into that game, you know, conditioning and stuff like that, and that'll come eventually. But just playing a lot of confidence and teammates as well, you know, helping me get there, and you know, it's been a good start to come back.
Curry hits one of two free throws. And it's 50-48. Warriors have a two-point lead. Clippers can tie or take the lead here. Hand off Juwan Evans from Jordan. Teardrop one-hander. No good. Rebound Curry. Curry to Andre Iguodala. Streaking down the floor. Goes up. Flipped it with a right hand and missed the layup. And the rebound taken away by Evans. Evans on the bounce. Feeds Lou Williams. Williams down to the right side. Stops. Waits. Goes baseline. Draws a crowd. Feeds DeAndre Jordan. Back to Lou Williams. The corner three. Nothing there. Rebound. Fingertip control by Curry. Leads the break. Behind the back pass to Iguodala to McCaw to Bell, who misses the layup right in front of the rim. And DeAndre Jordan now to Montrezl Harrell. He'll go up in traffic. He missed the layup, tipped in by Decker. And we're tied at 50. The Warriors missing layups, shooting 33% from the floor. McCaw, far side Draymond. Curry, Curry fakes. Runs Evans through a screen. Launches a three. It's off the rim, no good. Curry now. Is 4 of 8 from distance. Decker the rebound. Williams with the ball in the front court. Runs McCaw through a screen. Williams baseline. Rotates up top to Decker. Decker holds it high. Wants to see where to go with it. Gets it over to Evans. Driving on Curry. 7 to shoot. Spins. Shoots a little floater. That won't go. Draymond with the rebound. Outlet to Iguodala. Driving. Goes up and gets fouled by Sam Decker. And Andre heads to the free throw line. Decker with a personal. Two shots for Andre Iguodala. Don't forget the Warriors play the Clippers again this Wednesday. And they'll be hosting them at Oracle. Get your verified official tickets at Warriors.com or call 1-888-GSW-HOOP and press 1. Representative standing by to assist you. Iguodala hits the first free throw. Lou Williams goes out. He's been the best Clipper on the floor by far. 17 points in 16 minutes. He's could make Casey be the best player on the floor. Curry has 20. And Iguodala slides home the second free throw as well. 52-50. Doc Rivers points to the hash mark where Montrezl Harrell should line up. Harrell gets it. Brings it middle. On the bounce to Juwan Evans. Chased by Curry. All the way up with a jump shot. No good. Rebound goes to Curry. Deflected. Curry in transition. Chest pass to Klay Thompson. Pump fake. Fly by. Three ball. Front rim miss. Harrell has it. Feeds Decker. Ahead now. Evans to the trailing Jordan. He's fouled in traffic. That's a good foul. You want to put DeAndre Jordan to the free throw line when you can.
Foul called on number 11, Klay Thompson.
Klay Thompson picks up the foul. Andre Jordan, guy that just knows his role. He knows what he's supposed to do out there. We'll get two free throws here. Clippers, actually, if they were reasonably healthy, you could say, hey, they've got a real good shot. They still have a shot. They're only two games out of the playoffs. DeAndre Jordan with a free throw. They have made the playoffs 6 years in a row, beating the Warriors in the playoff series. Of course, the only other team to do that in the last few years, the Cleveland Cavaliers in the finals, but that was that seven-game series with Donald Sterling's ownership being forced aside. And you know, there was one day, as DeAndre Jordan hits the second of two, there was one day when going back from shoot-around to the hotel, we weren't sure there was going to be a game play, that maybe the players would throw up the jump ball and then walk off the floor in protest. Curry with the ball. Takes it front court. Down with 2:20 left in the first half. To Bell. To Iguodala. Back to Curry. Straight on three. Got it! Cold, hard cash for Curry. That's 55-51 Warriors. He's got a 23-point half going. 5 of 9 from distance. Decker holds it with one hand. To Montrezl Harrell, middle of the floor. Feeds now to C.J. Williams. He'll back up, guarded by Draymond. Back to Harrell, guarded by Klay Thompson. They double Harrell, pass inside. C.J. Williams, nowhere to go. Right corner to Decker, puts it on the deck, gets to the paint, off balance, turning, and it's up and tipped in by DeAndre Jordan, but that's going to be over the cylinder. It's going to be no basket. Hayward Workman wipes the shot away. Doc Rivers is on the floor, extending the coaching box to new, unimagined locations. And they're going to hold the call the way it is. Doc Rivers, two hands in disgust. Not once, but twice. Curry will walk it up. Warriors 55, Clippers 51. Curry off the screen. Met by Montrezl Harrell. Jordan Bell comes up, sets the screen. Curry tried to split it, backs up, off the dribble, three. That is no good. Bell saves it, but goes right to Montrezl Harrell. Got it over now to Juwan Evans. Evans with the dribble. Pulls up from 18 on the way. It's up and short. All his shots so far tonight have been flat. Bell with a rebound. And today, I should say. Draymond Green to Iguodala. Makes a great spin move. Back to the trailing Jordan Bell. Picks up his dribble with nowhere to go. Feeds Klay Thompson. He'll fire away. Three ball. Right corner pocket for Klay. And Klay Thompson has now hit a three in 94 consecutive games. Continuing the third longest streak in NBA history. Evans off a pick. Comes to the left wing. Flips it down to C.J. Williams. C.J. Williams one-on-one on Draymond Green. Dribbles in. Double team feeds over to DeAndre Jordan. Beautiful play. And the dunk makes it a 58-53 game. Evans will pick up Curry at three-quarter court. Curry crossover dribble left hand. Drives in baseline. Got clobbered once, twice. Curry picks himself up off the basket stanchion there. And Curry heads back to the free throw line. Warriors looking for their 10th straight win on the road. They've tied Boston for the longest road winning streak this season. And they now have the best record in the association at 31-8. Final stop on this four-day, three-game trip. It's actually four and a half. You fly the day before. I don't understand why people don't include that in there. You're on the road, right? You're not at home. These are things I quibble about. These are things that keep me up nights. Curry at the free throw line. R.C. Davis will be coming up at halftime with all the scores and more. Curry hits two. Warriors lead by seven, 60-53, 25 in the first half for Steph Curry. Ball brought across midcourt by Lou Williams. Feeds DeAndre Jordan right through his legs. Andre Iguodala's got it. He'll lead Curry with C.J. Williams trailing. Curry goes up with the left hand and scores. Curry with 27 now. Now the Clippers will hold for a look here with a shot clock differential, 9 and change. Lou Williams drifting toward the right sideline, runs Klay Thompson through a screen, pulls up, launches a three over Jordan Bell, bounces high in the air, tipped out by Draymond. Iguodala's got it with 9 seconds to go. The Curry left side dribbles in, goes all the way in, left hand layup again for Curry. 5 seconds to go. Curry's got 29. Here's Lou Williams, herky-jerky move down the lane, teardrop good at the buzzer. They'll count the basket, and that makes it 64-55. At the break, the Warriors finish on a 14-5 push and lead by 9 over the banged-up Clippers. No Kevin Durant today for the Warriors, and Blake Griffin had to leave the game with a concussion. Halftime with R.C. Davis is next, as well as look at the schedule for the rest of the NBA. Steph Curry, 29 points at halftime, 8 of 14 from the floor, 5 of 10 from the three-point line, and 8 of 9 from the free throw line. On the defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Back at Staples, getting set to start the second half. The Warriors right now with a 64-55 lead. Steph Curry with 29 points in the first half. That's the second most this year. He had 31 in a previous half. And right now, Clippers will have the ball to open proceedings here in half number two. They're going left to right on your radio dial. Sam Decker takes a handoff down the lane. Goes all the way in, stops. Double team feeds up top. Juwan Evans for a jumper. It's a back iron miss, and Draymond Green with the rebound. Draymond brings it to the timeline, puts on the brakes. Waiting now. Gets it over to Curry. Curry off the screen, comes middle. Bouncing the dribble, lob to Draymond with a great catch. Throws the corner to Clay, to Iguodala, down the lane. His pass stolen away. Wesley Johnson got it. Evans to C.J. Williams, goes around Curry and scores low left. The Warriors lead is 7. Just underway third quarter. Andre Iguodala with the ball. Holds it high, left side of the key. Finds Curry, who goes baseline to Draymond. His runner is up, it's good, and a blocking foul. Juwan Evans tried to take a charge, but got there a step too late. And Draymond's got a chance for a three-point play. And for Evans, that's going to be his fourth foul, first on the Clippers here in the second half. And the free throw for Draymond rolls around, no good. Rebound fumbled out of bounds by DeAndre Jordan. And the Warriors will get it back. Chance now for a 4 or 5 point play. Curry will throw it in. Thompson curling right side. Two-hand toss up top to Draymond. Draymond waiting. Finds Curry. Palm fake. Dribble drive to the paint. Rotates left wing. There's Thompson. He's open. Misfires on three. Size up with the rebound, but falling out of bounds with it was Juwan Evans. And it's going to be Warrior ball again. Quick substitution for the Clippers. Evans with the four fouls will sit down. And Tyrone Wallace checks back in. Former Cal Star. Curry, one hand feed to Draymond. Dribbles and flipped it down to Klay Thompson. He's open. It's up and good. It's a two for Klay. They're going to look at it later. Doc Rivers wants a timeout. The Warriors have their largest lead of the game. 68-57, 10:48 to go third. We'll take the break. On the Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Warriors leading by 11, 68-57. As they've taken somewhat of a little bit of control here in this game. Clippers are banged up. Blake Griffin going down the first half. No Austin Rivers tonight. For the Clips, no Danilo Gallinari. He's got all kinds of injuries. Theodosius is hurt as well. C.J. Williams with a jump shot to reopen the affair here in the third. Misses from the left wing, and the ball goes to front court where it's tipped out of bounds. Draymond last to touch. Turnover Warriors. Tyrone Wallace. Left-hander dribbling right, throws to Decker. Got it to DeAndre Jordan. Blue-clad Clippers hand off Wallace. Stops, foul line, knocked away by Zaza. Quick hands. Ball goes to Wesley Johnson. To C.J. Williams, to Decker in the corner. Decker, pump fake, dribble drive. Decker stops, reverses, throws it up. It's off glass, no good. Tipped in DeAndre Jordan and a foul. Zaza with a foul. Give the Clippers credit. This team continues to work hard in this afternoon game. So here is DeAndre Jordan. We'll have our Twitter question now, brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. Order online at mountainmikespizza.com. Where and how are you listening to the game this afternoon, and what are your plans for the weekend? That'll be a question. DeAndre Jordan missed the free throw, popped out. Draymond with the rebound. Forward handoff to Curry down the right wing. Curry, with 2 minutes gone by in the third, finds Andre Iguodala with a pass. Middle. Left-hand dribble between the rings. Holding, waiting. Chest pass to Klay Thompson. Doubled. Feed Zaza. Zaza one step around. C.J. Williams laid it in with the left hand. At 70-59 Warriors. Zaza now with four. All five starters have scored today. Wallace to Jordan. Back to Wallace. To Decker. Decker flipped it right wing. Lou Williams. Lou Williams now trying to slip the pick. Trying to throw a pass. Stolen away by Klay Thompson. Bounce pass to Andre Iguodala. Had to handle it. It was a low pass. Gets it up top to Draymond. Now to Curry. Finds Thompson right side. Fires a three. It's short. Zaza with the rebound. Back to Clay. Baseline fake. Step back. Off the dribble. Jumper rolls off the rim. Clay Thompson, 3 of 13 today. Here's Lou Williams with the rebound. The ball coming down the right side. Throws left to Decker. Decker crossover dribble. Almost lost it. Feeds to C.J. Williams. Back to Lou Williams. Lou Williams was the one scoring constant in the first half for the Clippers. Guarded by Draymond. shiver moves. Lob for DeAndre with a catch. He never left his feet. Ball batted for by Iguodala to Curry, who stops left wing, takes a three. It's up and good. Boy, play's been ragged here in the second half of that Curry stroke. Ever so sweet. 73-59. Curry's got 32 of the 73. Decker giving the three, takes the three, airballed the three. Draymond rebound, Curry. Curry two on two. Pass to Iguodala, who fingertipped it, saved it, and it goes out of bounds to the Clippers. And the Warriors with another turnover. That's number eight. Patricia checks in on Twitter at Warriors Vox, Warriors VOX. You can send me an email, Tim Roy, TimRoye, at Warriors.com. We try to answer as many as we can. And Patricia checks in, says, surreal watching Clippers Warriors at an establishment near Disneyland. And they're wearing their Warrior slate outfits, the gray, charcoal gray outfits. Far side, Tyrone Wallace for the Clippers. Half court set. Backs in Curry, throws up top. Harrell with the ball to Lou Williams. He'll drive, he'll fade, he'll fire. Left side, no good. Tipped in the air over the backboard, out of play. And it's going to be off of DeAndre Jordan. Haywood Workman says no, it is Clippers ball. No strenuous argument from the Warriors. Maybe Draymond did get a piece of that. Boy, I'm sure it looked like DeAndre Jordan did it, though. Tyrone Wallace with the ball. Pick and roll. Comes left side. Past the baseline. He's fouled on the pass. I have a new nickname for Staples. Let's call it the Tomb. It's so quiet in here. It is just deathly quiet in here. It's just... Coming in now for the Clippers. Sedarius Thornwell was his first appearance. Really like his addition to the Clipper roster this year. He's a good-looking player. Rookie out of South Carolina. Dribble drive, Lou Williams. Used his body, missed it. DeAndre Jordan put back good right in front of the rim. 73-61 Warriors, 7:39 to go. Thornwell played all 4 years for the Gamecocks. Draymond Green throws over to Curry. Curry pump fake, it bumped. Now spins, somehow got through it, got fouled. The shot went up and hit the rim as he was falling down.
Oh, man.
I swear, sometimes he just makes it up as he goes along. And got tripped and decided, okay, I'm just going to flip this up. It almost went in. Curry at the line to shoot two. Steve Kerr talks about what the Warriors have to pay attention to on defense.
You know, to truly be at your best in this league defensively, you got to be flying out on rotations and closing out hard on three-point shooters. And you can't leave the strong corner. And then box outs. You know, when you don't box out, the three-point line's wide open. It's probably the best time to get a three-point shot. Offensively is coming off an offensive board because the defense is scattered.
Curry makes both free throws. Warriors lead by 14. Their largest advantage, 75-61. Clippers with the ball, half court set. Lou Williams between the circles. Holds a high baseball pass to the corner. Thornwell with it there. Comes baseline. Underhand teardrops an air ball. Deflected out by Zaza. Grabbed by Curry on the go. Bounce pass Iguodala. Pump fake, and DeAndre Jordan was over the top of Andre, who saw his life flash before his eyes for just a moment as DeAndre Jordan tried to go up. It's going to be a side out for the Warriors because Iguodala didn't make a shooting motion. Third team foul on the Clips. Curry to throw it in. Underhand toss to Iguodala. Back to Curry. Curry fakes, comes off a screen. Left side, step back. Cross court, dangerous pass to Iguodala. Now to Pachulia, mid post right side. Waiting, now spins. Honest defender spins again. Powers his way up with the left hand. No good. Tip by Draymond. That doesn't go. And the loose ball to Lou Williams. Lob, throw ahead to Montrezl Harrell. Good catch. Right hand scoop up and good. 75-63. A 12-point lead for the Warriors. 35 seconds away from the halfway point of the third. Curry pick and roll Zaza. Rotation Iguodala up top to Clay. Right angle three. No good. And a foul. DeAndre Jordan with a push on Zaza. And that will keep the ball in the hands of the Warriors. Tosh checks in from American Canyon on Twitter.
And
here's Iguodala, feeds Klay Thompson. Thompson at the elbow, doesn't shoot, gets it to Zaza. Zaza, now the Clippers switch back. Zaza, hand off Klay. Clippers switch, Jordan guarding Thompson. Ball to Draymond. Shot clock at 13, plenty of time. Mid-post to Andre Iguodala. Thompson flares to the right. He's open. He fires and buries a three. Again, the switch works well in traffic, but when you've got a big switching on Klay, they're hesitant to chase him out there. 78-63. Klay's second triple of the afternoon. Now in double figures. Jumper in the corner. Thornwell, no good. Rebound Pachulia. Hand off Curry. Curry to the midcourt stripe. Puts on the brakes. Pump fake. Gets a foul. Left-handed. Flipped it up and almost went in. Oh, he wanted that one in the worst way. Thornwell with a foul. If Curry had hit that, then you better go looking for the cheat code. Left-handed three-point shot attempt. Oliver checks in. He's the gold suit man from Oracle, I believe. So a long drive up the University of Oregon, going heading up probably I-5 right up the heart of California into toward Eugene. Ernie's listening while driving through Napa Valley. And Jeffrey checks in on TuneIn, as well as Ningong listening at his work. Eileen wants to know why the Warriors wearing their home whites on the road. Well, a lot of the teams now are going to wearing multiple different uniforms at home. It's something that hockey has done a little bit of. Curry hits all three, 81-78. 17-6 push for the Warriors. Curry's got 37 right now. On the bounce, Williams gets fouled by Klay Thompson on a push, on a pass near side. So I don't think we're going to see the home whites be a standard home jersey anymore. Though being a traditionalist, I will stick with my description of the white uniforms being the home ones. Lou Williams, you are so informed. Drives down, pass blocked by Zaza, right to DeAndre Jordan, who gets fouled. And he's going to shoot two. 19,068 here at Staples. And they're doing their very best not to make noise. And DeAndre Jordan at the free throw line. Rick checks in from Rio Vista. Says he's going up to Cal Expo tonight. Watch the harness racing. And misses the first. DeAndre Jordan missed the first free throw. What we got? We have a technical foul? Not sure what. Or were they just making sure that the foul is on Draymond Green, who picks up his first foul? He did get a technical foul in the first half. Oh, no, it's a lane violation. Lane violation is what it was. We're halfway up the building here at Staples. We have a beautiful view, but sometimes you don't get the automatic as to what exactly happened. Say around a free throw line or what the discussion's all about. Second free throw up and good for DeAndre Jordan. So the Warrior lead is 16 with 5:35 to go in the third, 81-65. Matinee in L.A., Curry with the ball. Off a screen by Draymond. Picks up the dribble, feeds Draymond. Curry will screen across. Draymond goes up and a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Thornwell. It's on the rip through. And Draymond will get two free throws as a result. So Thornwell picks up his second foul. And now Draymond Green heads to the free throw line. Don't forget the Santa Cruz Warriors are coming back to Oracle Arena. Sunday, January 28th, 6 o'clock, they'll take on the Austin Spurs. First 10,000 fans receive a limited edition Kevin Durant coaster bobblehead presented by the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. Tickets start at just $30. Get tickets at SantaCruzBasketball.com or call 888-GSW-HOOP. Press 1. They're waiting to assist you. Lou Williams leaves his feet. Beats over to Wallace after Draymond at the free throw line missed both. And Wallace with a bucket. Wallace gets the hoop. Far side, Klay Thompson. Dribbles middle, throws to Draymond Green. Fakes a lob, goes to Curry on the near side. And Curry just launches a three. It's up and good. Curry now with a season-high 40 points. 84-67. We get a whistle, another foul with 4:53 to go. Draymond Green gets a foul. And Lou Williams to the free throw line. By the way, Tyrone Wallace will have 24 NBA days of service to use while on his two-way contract with the Clippers. They will not incur a tax hit as a result of that. Pachulia out and McGee in. So Williams at the stripe. Second one's up and good. 84-69. Warriors lead by 15. Clippers fighting hard despite an undermanned roster. Warriors going without KD. Curry bounce pass to Draymond. Inside JaVale. He's fouled by Thorne Moe. Picks up his third. And this is where a lot of times we saw it the other night with Jordan Bell in Houston. You're a rookie and you're switching all the time. And there's all kinds of different personnel coming at you. Really hard to figure out. And I think that's what's going through with Thornwell right now. So JaVale McGee at the stripe. First free throw is good. DeAndre Jordan talked about the Clippers' confidence in spite of their injuries.
I feel like we're a great team. Now, we got a lot of injuries. It sucks. But like I keep saying, nobody's going to feel sorry for us. It's the nature of the beast. It's how the NBA is, man. Guys get injured. You don't want to see that happen, but it happens. And
second free throw by McGee. No good. Rebounded by Montrezl Harrell. The first one was true, and it's 85-69. Warriors lead by 60. Montrezl Harrell down the right side. Posting up Draymond Green. Comes back with a right-hand spin, flipped it off the iron, no good. They tipped it right to DeAndre Jordan, who missed it and then dunked it. Draymond Green and JaVale McGee did not have good communication there. They both went for the rebound. Curry off the screen, front court, another three for Curry. He's got it! Curry buried in his eighth triple of the afternoon. Stephen Curry, 43 points. Yeah, the Warriors lead by 17. Curry, 11 for 17, shooting 8 of 13 outside the arc. 13 of 14 for the line. 43 for the game. It's Warriors 88, Clippers 71 on the Warriors Radio Network. Clippers with the ball. Curry's got 43. He's tied a career high with 14 free throws attempted. And he is one away from tying his season high of 14 three-point shots attempted. Juwan Evans feeds downstairs. Montrezl Harrell dribbled it off his foot, turned it over. Goes rolling ever so softly over the baseline to our right. And that is the 13th turnover for the Clippers, I believe. Curry with the ball off of Draymond's screen. Doubled. Downstairs Draymond. One fake. Goes up. Laid it in. Low right. Good pump fake by Draymond. 90-71. Warriors lead by 19. Curry's career high in points is 54, but this game continues on its current path. He's not going to play in the fourth quarter. Rebound off of Lou Williams, missed tipped out of bounds to our right. Lou Williams will throw it in. Open is Tyrone Wallace. Airballed it. Rebound Draymond. Draymond will push. Waits. Finds McCaw. Left corner Nick Young. Not afraid to fire. Three ball good for Nick Young. And the Warriors have a 22-point lead right now, 93-71. Montrezl Harrell battles with Draymond Green. Right-hand dribble. It's an offensive foul. He wrapped around with a free hand and turned it over. Back-to-back turnovers for Montrezl Harrell. And the Warriors get the ball back. Willie Reed will come in. DeAndre Jordan to sit down. Curry from Draymond up the floor. Warriors head back home for a two-game homestead. Curry just takes about a 30-footer. It's up, no good. Tipped by Draymond. Batted out. Nick Young gets to it first. Hand off Curry. Curry downstairs. Draymond lob JaVale. Two-hand slam. JaVale McGee with the dunk inside. 95-71 Warriors. Pass right through the hands. Wallace turns it over. Curry on the break. Fouled in transition. Curry goes in and scores anyway. Runs up the alleyway along side of the basket into the stands. And he's going to shoot two. Kevin Durant, of course, yesterday donating $3 million to the University of Texas. Back in Austin. Giving back, even though he played only 1 year there, went to school only 1 year there. He has a connection there.
just an amazing, amazing day for Kevin Durant. He got into Los Angeles this morning. Curry hits both free throws, 97-71. Warriors on a 12-0 run, and Curry's got 45. Nine short of his career high. 2:40 left in the quarter. Lou Williams bouncing back and forth. Lob inside. Reed can't control it. Rebound McCaw. McCaw up the middle of the floor to Nick Young. Pump fake. Fly by. Three ball off the front rim. Rebound JaVale. Tipped into Draymond. Draymond dribbles in. Finds Young. Left corner again. Young for three. And the Warriors have hit the century mark with 2:18 to go in the third. And they lead by 29. Lou Williams, Warriors swarming defensively. Williams, teardrops one in, low left. Warrior defense much better in the second half. Young off a screen. Finds Draymond. Dribble, spins, lob. McGee can't make the catch. He's fouled. Tyrone Wallace came in and fouled him. So Wallace picks up a foul. And Warriors will head to the free throw line via JaVale McGee. Nick Young trying to disprove the idea that he's not a great defender.
I think once you come in this league, you get labeled, you know. And for me, being on loser teams, that label could easily stick, you know. But come here when the spotlight's on you, you get to see everything. I want to stay out there on the floor, and that's what Coach wants.
A free throw for McGee. Second one was no good, and the rebound goes to Willie Reed, and the Clippers have the ball. 101-73, minute 49 to go here in the third, and the Warriors have broken this wide open. Wallace downstairs to Reed. Reed back to the basket. Looking, turning, three on the shot clock, got to go. Two dribbles, drop step, goes up, off glass, no good. Rebound Draymond. They let them play on. Draymond the other way. Brings it to the middle. Takes it to left wing. Circles back up top for Curry. Curry falls down, gets it to Draymond with a minute 24 to go. Draymond, Curry gets it. In traffic, pump fake, fires, short, rebound. Goes to Montrezl Harrell, now out to Juwan Evans, who takes the trouble. Trouble is waiting. Curry with a steal. Draymond Green leads Curry down the right side, weaving between two defenders, reverse, rejected. Out of bounds. Harrell with the block. Harrell has seen that move before from his days as a Houston Rocket, and he was waiting for it, trailing. Curry finds JaVale McGee. Rotates to Nick Young. Back to Curry off the screen. Good defense by Evans. Ball goes downstairs to McGee. Finds Draymond over to Young. Pump fake, dribble drive. Hand off McGee. Two-hand slam for JaVale. Nick Young with the assist. And the Warriors lead by 30. 103-73. I think the law of averages with the Clippers with this lineup kind of caught up to him in this third quarter. Reed with the one dribble. Feeds right side to Wallace. Wallace backs up Curry. Shoots over the top of him with a jumper that does not go. And McCaw with a rebound. 35 seconds to go in the quarter. And we won't see Steph in the fourth quarter, so he'll take a deep three left side. Little heat check, no good. Reed with a rebound. Curry with a career high 15 made free throws and 16 free throw attempts. Bucket by Juwan Evans, who gets fouled. I think JaVale McGee will get it. Warriors with 26 free throws made. That's a season high for the team. Curry now with 45 points. Steve Kerr calling out a play for the final possession of the third, theoretically. Free throw good for Evans. 103-76 Warriors. Curry to walk it up. Curry in no hurry. Crosses midcourt. Takes the mouth guard out. Puts it back in. With the dribble, right hand. Waiting for a screen. McCaw flashes through. Curry picked it up. Beats McGee. We have a whistle. It's an offensive foul. And it's on JaVale McGee because tumbling down in the corner was C.J. Williams. Second foul on McGee and a turnover. Sean Livingston will come in, and Curry's night is done. He's going to sit down with 5.5 to go in the third. Oh, theoretically, his night is done. The Clippers could make a run, but if the Warriors play well in the fourth, Curry with 45 points this afternoon. Comes Juwan Evans. Comes Juwan Evans. Dribbling. Gets to the top of the key. A jumper blocked by Looney. Loose ball Evans. His next shot blocked by Livingston. And that's the end of the third quarter. 103-76. The Warriors have broken it wide open with another devastating third this year. What is it about the third quarter? The defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. 103-76. Time for your game summary, brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. Go to Mountain Mike's Pizza. Go online and order at mountainmikespizza.com. Curry more than likely done for the night. 45 points, career high free throws, 15 of 16 from the free throw line. Warriors outscored the Clippers 39-21 in the third. By the way, for Curry, it's his 28th career 40-point game. And he's got a long way to go. Warriors shot 52-2 in the third, 6 of 13 outside the arc. Curry with a 16-point third quarter. And the undermanned Clippers, I think, kind of ran out of time in this equation. Nick Young, left side, just launches a three. That's no good. Reset your lineups here as we start the fourth quarter. Clippers with the ball. Sam Decker out there with Reed. Evans, Montrezl Harrell. Reed catches in on the baseline. Leans in, created space with his can. Leaned back in on Looney. 103-78 the score. Livingston, Bell, Young, Looney, and McCaw for the Warriors. Looney up top. Fakes, comes left with the dribble. Turns into a double team. He's in trouble. Bounce pass to Bell. Right side, little bank shot good for the rookie Jordan Bell. 105-78. And it is Evans to C.J. Williams. C.J. Williams down to Willie Reed. Reed fakes, goes on Looney. One-on-one, little fadeaway jumper, blocked by Looney, and Bell comes up with it. By Looney, coming off one of his best games of his career down in Houston. Gets a block early in the fourth here. McCaw calls his own number. Long rebound off the miss, goes to Sam Decker. Decker on the far side, feeds for Harrell. Tipped by McCaw, right to Looney. Good steal. McCaw gets it back from Livingston. On the break to Bell. One dribble to Young. He's open. Pump fake. Steps in for a two. On the way up. Good. And he got fouled. Nick Young with a bucket.
Foul charge for number nine, C.J. Lewis.
Tyron Wallace comes in. Again, the danger of being in the league too long. Here is the free throw by Nick Young. It's up and good. Warriors back up by 30, 108-78. Well, at least I didn't say Rasheed Wallace, you know? Clippers have the ball, attacking the basket to our right. Warriors up by 30. That is Tyron Wallace. Gets it up top to Juwan Evans. One dribble over to Decker, back to Evans. Harrell sets the screen. Evans lowers his head, scooped to the hoop. Rejected, knocked away. Give it to either Looney or Bell. I think both had a piece. McCaw comes near wing. Takes it off the dribble, feeds Bell. Bell with a mouse in the house. Wants to go to work. Ball knocked away. Quick hands by Wallace. That was Oregon against Cal there. And Warriors will throw it in with 13 on the shot clock. Livingston looking. Nobody getting open. Young finally does along the near sideline. Young with the ball, up top, fades into a three off the dribble. It's up and no good. Tipped out by Bell, tipped forward by Evans, saved by Harrell. Beautiful play. Evans goes in, scores, and got fouled. Beautiful play by Montrezl Harrell. Well, if they did give him an assist, he should get one. Zach Rivers comes over, talks to Montrezl Harrell about some sort of procedural issue, I'm sure. Free throw is no good. And Jordan Bell with the rebound. It's 108-80 here. 9:30 to go. At Staples. McCaw on the bounce to Jordan Bell. Checking on Twitter at Warriors Vox, Warriors VOX, as Bell hands it back to Young. Five to shoot. Young picks up the dribble. Back to Bell. One dribble over to McCaw. Has to take about a 30-footer. It misses everything with the buzzer sounding. Eric checks in from Raleigh, North Carolina. One of our board ops, Indiana Al, checks in. KRTY 95.3. JP listens on NBA League Pass in Northern Virginia. So stay warm. We know it's cold back east, that's for sure. On the right side, Juwan Evans drives. Throws up high off the glass. No good. Rebound loose. Jordan Bell couldn't contain it. And it's picked up by McCaw. To Livingston. Comes middle on the dribble. Livingston goes to the right side. Spins it back outside. Handling all the while. Finds Young with the ball. Young, two dribbles. Wants Bell to pin down for Livingston. Instead goes to Looney. One-on-one. Looney had it stripped by Evans. Decker, a foot race with Young, goes up and scores, and Young with a bump foul. Sam Decker with a bucket. Steve Kerr, not happy. Third foul on Nick Young. Steve and Joe check in from Longmont, Colorado. Livingston will sit down, and Caspi comes in for the Warriors. Sam Decker with a free throw. It's good. Three-point play. Warriors lead by 25. 108-83. McCaw to Young. Back to Bell. McCaw gets it again. Waits for Looney. They don't get a switch, so McCaw dribbles, feeds Looney. Looney had Caspi wide open, missed him. One dribble, up top to Nick Young. Shot clock at four, gotta go. Pump fake. Up to Bell, it's a three, and it's banked, no good. Rebound goes to Reed. The only thing that possession did well is they ran off 24 seconds as Harrell gets free and dunks it inside, and Steve Kerr calls a timeout. 7-0 push for the Clippers, 108-85 the score. Warriors on top, 8:02 to go at Staples. On the Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. For the Cyber Policy broadcast booth here at Staples, where the Warriors are on top 108-85 with 7:59 to go. McCaw dribbles to Young, now to Bell. Warriors attacking the basket to our left. Kevon Looney, low right, throws outside to Bell. Bell back to the corner to Young, who fades left, takes the three off the dribble. No good, and the rebound snatched away by the Clippers. And Tyrone Wallace. Juwan Evans with the ball, feeds up top. Montrezl Harrell spins, comes back to that right hand, missed it, and Bell with a rebound. Harrell on the floor. Bell, hand off to McCaw. McCaw pulls up foul line, left corner to Caspi. Caspi retreats. Waits, dribbles, spins to his left hand, flipped it up on the rim, doesn't go. Reed, outlet to Decker for the Clippers. Decker, down the lane, shoots over Bell, missed it, rebound goes to Young. We're truly into stat time here. Used to be known as garbage time. Players are looking for their shot. Bell to Caspi. Back to the basket, Caspi spins baseline, pump fake, goes up in traffic, low right, good. 110-85. 25-point lead for the Warriors. Clippers with Blake Griffin going out with a concussion in the first half. Danilo Gallinari, Patrick Beverly, Austin Rivers all sidelined before the start of today's game. Juwan Evans with a jumper, missed it off the rim, rebound to Caspi. Caspi up ahead to McCaw. How the Clippers survive this stretch may determine what happens to them in the second half of the season. Jordan Bell with a pump fake at the foul line. Pump fake again, goes up and got fouled. And he's going to shoot two. Jordan Bell heads the strap. And by that I mean, that, you know, if they're out of the running, they may take this moment to maybe deal a couple of guys. Maybe find some young, maybe stockpile some draft picks. As Jordan Bell hits the first free throw. And there's certainly movable pieces on this roster if they decide to go that way. Now, if they stay close, when they get everybody back and it's February 10 and they're two games back, well then, hey, push it all in. Get to the playoffs if you can. Second free throw, no good for Bell. 111-85. And the drive in by Wallace, no good. I think Bell got a piece of that. Outlet now to Caspi. Caspi on the go. The trailer is Looney. He goes up and gets fouled. So Kevon Looney heads to the free throw line. Looney heads to the stripe. And boy, was he effective against Houston, switching on defense, including guarding a guy like Chris Paul.
That's something I've been good at always. Something I always wanted to improve on since from last season coming in. I knew switching is a big part of our team, and I knew if I'd be able to switch, I'd be able to find a role in this team.
Looney hits the first free throw. His ability to stay on the floor with Chris Paul with all kinds of pump fakes the other night was remarkable. Well, the Warriors, if they win today, will have swept all four in Los Angeles, beating the Lakers twice in overtime and winning against the Clippers twice. They've never done that since Clippers moved here in 84-85. They've never swept all their games in Los Angeles. Both teams. Shot up by Wallace, no good. Deflected out to Evans. Shoveled over to Wallace. Left side threes up and good. 113-88 with 5:40 to go. It's a remarkable stat. Maybe the We Believe year or one of the run TMC teams. Now the ball deflected away. Clippers on the break. Wallace high steps and goes up. Missed the dunk. Challenged by Bell, who went up to try to block it. Bell was not going to let that be easy. And Wallace to the free throw line. Of course, the Clippers moved to L.A. in 84-85 from San Diego, where they were the San Diego Clippers. And of course, before that, they were an expansion team. They were the Buffalo Braves, the powder blue Buffalo Braves. Back in the 80s with Bob McAdoo and Randy Smith, Bob Kaufman, Nate McMillan. Free throw good as Wallace hits both. 113-90. I got your Buffalo Braves trivia right here, pal. Young with the ball to Looney. Looney, middle of the floor, near side to McCaw. McCaw backs up, feeds down to Bell. Bell, spin dribble, baseline, pump fake, feeds Looney in for a dunk. Good assist by Jordan Bell. It's one thing I don't think we knew enough of when the Warriors acquired Bell, is just how good of a passer he is and how much of a willing passer he is. Decker feeds Wallace up top. McGee getting ready to cut back in for the Warriors. Reed, dribble handoff now to Juwan Evans, back to left wing. Montrezl Harrell, jumper off the rim. Looney runs it down right in front of the Warrior bench, and Steph Curry, who's sitting with casually on the bench after a job well done. Caspi penetrates, lost the ball, turnover, outlet now. Evans gets fouled at midcourt by McCaw, and saved the dunk from Decker. Down to 4:39 to go. Fourth team foul on the Warriors. And now, I believe they were discussing momentarily, and they being the three officials, about the potential of being clear path type foul. Kevon Looney will sit down. 15 minutes, 4 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. Juwan Evans has the inbounds. Dribbling on McCaw, feeds Decker. One dribble back to Evans. Shot clock at 13. Evans, head fake on McCaw. McGee stumbles, feeds the baseline. In traffic, Harrell to Decker goes up and driving down the lane, score with the left hand. 115-92. Warriors with the lead and the ball. Shooting 40% on the night. Both teams shooting 40%. Caspi, left-hand dribble down the lane. Leans back, jumper, flipped it up, no good. Decker finger-tipped it and grabbed it on the baseline. Got it over to Wallace in the front court. Brings it middle. Wallace now feeds Harrell. Harrell back to basket, guarded by Young, lost his handle. Throws outside to reset to Wallace. Bounce pass back to Harrell. Reverse pivot into a triple threat. Knocked away, stolen by Nick Young, and he falls out of bounds. He couldn't find anybody to save it to. It just fell into the Warrior bench. Darius Thornwell comes back in for the Clippers. And we get a timeout for L.A. 3:45 to go. 115-92. Warriors have the lead. The Warriors Radio Network presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. For the Warriors today, leading the Clippers 115-92 with a win today. The Warriors will have won 13 of the last 14 against the Clippers, including 12 in a row. The point differential during the 11-game streak has been 14-4, and they will add to it with this game. Last time they lost to the Clippers here at Staples was Christmas Day 2014. And the last time they lost at Oracle to the Clippers, Christmas Day, 2011. Clippers with the ball to the timeout. Tyrone Wallace, right corner. Dribble drive on Bell. Slides in, threw it up over McGee. Up and good. Nice move. 115-94. Clippers down rotation players, and their best player went out in the first half with a concussion. Jordan Bell to McGee. McGee dribbles to the right box. Turns, drop step, little flip, short, rebound, tip, loose ball. Reed's got it. Gina checks it on Twitter and Warriors Box as Evans goes all the way into Decker, throws it outside to Reed. Reed spins on McGee, drop step, flip on the right hand, good. Says she's visiting her dad at UC Davis Medical Center in Sacramento, listening while he's taking a breather. Hope dad's feeling better. Young with the ball on the right side. 2:40 to go. 115-96. Young up top. Waits. Dribbles in. Leans back. Jumper good. Nick Young able to knock it down. He's got 11 points now. 117-96. Just dialing by the Warriors with 45 points from Steph Curry. Career high 15 free throws made for Steph Curry. And he was 8 of 16 outside the arc. Boy, you look at his four games as coming back after the surgeries. Now blocked by McGee, a Bell inside as Evans took it to the rim. Young, pump fake. The four games back for Curry have been remarkable. Caspi wheeled it in, left-hand scoop, rounding down for Omri Caspi. Another timeout for Doc Rivers. 2 minutes to go, 119-96 Warriors. We'll take the break. The Warriors Radio Network presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors.
Are you tired of glasses and contact lenses? Or
Warriors senior radio producer R.C. Davis has corrected me that when I was talking Buffalo Braves talk, one of the disadvantages of being around a long time, you know a lot of names in a lot of places. I said Nate McMillan. Obviously, I meant Jim McMillan, the fine small forward who actually ended up playing on some very, very good Laker teams here in Los Angeles. But he also was a powder blue Buffalo Brave. 119-96 Warriors. That's why we're getting into Buffalo Brave discussions. It's been a Warrior huge lead here in the second half. Thornwell to Evans. Some have decided that that Curry won't be getting back in. And they're heading out into the pleasant Los Angeles afternoon. How about that afternoon? Warriors will get home in time for dinner. Rebound McCaw off the miss, and now Caspi just gives it away to Thornwell, who throws it ahead. Evans has it, drives in and scores with the right hand, and a foul. It's going to be on McCaw for bumping him on the drive. It's 119-98. Juwan Evans now with 9 points. Lou Williams led the Clippers with 23. 15 for DeAndre Jordan with 11 rebounds. He continues to be so tough on the glass. Evans, free throw, front rim, glass, and good. 119-99. Lead down to 20 was as high as 30. Bell's pass, ill-advised, turnover, picked off right by Tyrone Wallace. Left side gets it into Thornwell, who goes reverse left to right and scores. Steph Curry not happy. Throws the towel away. Warriors lead by 18. Clippers pushing back here. Young with a minute to go. Dribbles up top. Waits and feeds Bell. Bell, right side to Caspi. Caspi down the lane, up, and it's rejected, knocked away by Wallace. He was trying to lob it to McGee, and here's another break going up as Thornwell. It's good, and he got fouled by Bell. That's 119-103. It was 115-90. A 13-4 run for the Clippers. Free throws no good. Reed with a rebound for the Clippers. Back outside to Evans. Evans will drive down. Teardrop up and good. 14-point game. 47 seconds to go. McCaw to McGee. The Warriors will have won 10 straight road games. The longest road win streak this year in the NBA. JaVale McGee with a left elbow jumper. That's up and good. Now, Warriors lead 121-105. They will have swept the games in L.A. Two against the Lakers, two against the Clippers. First time ever since the Clippers moved to L.A. in 84-85. Wallace's shot lands a little too hard. Thornwell gets a deflected rebound. 17 seconds to go. Wallace with a dribble, works on Bell, gets to the rim, blocked by McGee. Bell has it, and all he has to do is get it across half court. He does, and the Warriors will pick up the win. The Clippers will try to find bodies and answers to what's going on to them right now. 121-105, the Warriors control and get the win. They win their 10th straight road game, a season high in the NBA. And the Warriors pick up the victory behind a 45-point performance from one Wardell Stephen Curry.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna-Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.